The Offering of Isaac, Chapter 14, Genesis 22. It surely was quiet for Abraham at first, after Hagar and Ishmael had been sent away. Before, Ishmael had always gone along with his father, whenever he went to look at his cows and sheep. Now Abraham must go alone, because Isaac is too young to go with him. Sarah took good care of her Isaac, for she watched over him diligently and carefully, so that he would have no accidents. Abraham also thought a great deal of Isaac. When Isaac became a little older, his father would sometimes take him along, and in this way Abraham slowly began to forget Ishmael. Years went by, years of happiness and prosperity. In the evenings, when Abraham would return home from his work, and they would sit in their tent only with the three of them, Isaac would ask his father if he would again tell him some stories. Then Abraham would tell Isaac all the nice stories which he himself had also heard at one time or another. He would tell about the creation, about Cain and Abel, the flood, and the building of the tower. But he would also tell what he had experienced in his own life, how he came out of Mesopotamia, about Lot, his nephew, and about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Your father and mother surely do that too, don't they, children? Don't they tell you things out of the Bible? Abraham did this often. Then Isaac would listen very attentively. Sarah would also sit listening with a pleasant face and a thankful heart. When Isaac was only a young boy, he already feared the Lord. And when Abraham told him that the Lord Jesus would come to suffer and to die in the place of his people, and would deliver his people from their sins, then, when his mother took him to bed, Isaac would bend his knees and ask and plead with the Lord to forgive him his sins also. Do you also do that when you are brought to bed at night? Do you ever ask the Lord if he will forgive you all your sins? Or do you chatter your prayer off so quickly, and so that a little later you don't even know whether you prayed or not, and you do it for the second time? How is it with you? Oh, that you may be as Isaac was, who already feared and served the Lord in his youthful days. How blessed you would then be! Isaac became older. He became a youth who helped his father at his work. One night God came to Abraham and said to him, "Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." What now? Must Abraham offer his son Isaac? Must Abraham stab to death his son Isaac, and burn him upon an altar? Surely that cannot be. Yes, it is true. God commanded Abraham to offer his son Isaac, who was so dear to him. But Abraham certainly did not do this, did he? If you must do something for your father or mother, and you have no desire to do it, then it often happens that you say, "I will not do it," or perhaps you secretly walk away. Doesn't that happen sometimes? Now be honest, children. But Abraham did it because the Lord commanded him. Abraham did everything the Lord said because Abraham was obedient to the Lord. Very early in the morning he arose, chopped some wood, and laid it upon a donkey. He took fire, because in those days they had no matches, and a knife. He called his son Isaac and took two servants, and they went on their journey. Probably he did not tell his wife what he must do. Ah, maybe Abraham thought the Lord would say that he must return, that it was not necessary. But the Lord did not say this, and Abraham journeyed still further. The entire day Abraham journeyed onward. Probably they slept at night in a little tent. They also traveled the second day. Finally, on the third day, they saw in the distance the mountains of the land of Moriah. Many things went through the mind of Abraham during these 3 days. Perhaps the devil whispered in the heart of Abraham, "Don't do it. Go back. If you slay Isaac, you will have nothing. You send Ishmael away, and then you won't have Isaac either." Oh, the tears would come in Abraham's eyes when he looked at Isaac, for he thought so much of him. But to return? No, he would not do that. He would never do that, because he would not be disobedient unto the Lord. Abraham loved the Lord better than the whole world, even better than Isaac, his only child. At last they came to the foot of the mountains of Moriah. Abraham stopped there. He took the wood off the donkey and said to Isaac, "You must now carry this wood, my dear son." Then Abraham laid this wood upon Isaac's back. Thus Isaac must carry the wood, upon which he will shortly be burned. But as yet Isaac did not know this. O children, the Lord Jesus also carried the wood, the cross, upon which he a little later would be nailed. But the Lord Jesus knew he would hang upon it. Thus Isaac is an example of the Lord Jesus. Both servants with the donkey must stay at the bottom of the mountain. "Wait here," Abraham said to his servants. "After we have offered and worshipped, we will return." Do you hear this, boys and girls? He said, "We will return." Abraham's faith was so firm that he believed the Lord was so almighty, and that even if Isaac would be slain a little later, he could make him alive again. Abraham took the knife and the fire, and together they climbed the mountain. In silence they walked beside each other. Abraham could not talk. He continually thought about that which the Lord had commanded, which was that he must offer up Isaac. This was a terrible thought for Abraham. Suddenly Isaac said, "Father, you have forgotten something. Look, you are carrying the knife and the fire. I am carrying the wood. But where is the offering, the lamb, that must be offered later?" How painful this question was for Abraham. What must he answer? Must he tell Isaac what the Lord had told him to do? No, not yet. He must wait a while. And he answered, "The Lord will take care of that himself, my son." Silently they climbed upwards. Finally they come to the top of the mountain. Isaac puts the wood on the ground. Abraham sets the fire down, lays the knife next to it, and begins to build an altar. Probably Isaac helps him. When the altar is finished, Abraham takes the wood and lays it neatly on top of it. And then Abraham calls his child and says, "Isaac, now you must listen closely. The Lord commanded me that you must be offered as the burnt offering." Wasn't Isaac terribly afraid now? Wouldn't you be afraid if you knew for sure that you must die today? Isaac, run away quickly. Then your father cannot catch you, because you can run much faster than he. No, Isaac did not do this. He did not run away. He stood still and said, Did the Lord say that, Father? Very well, here I am. Isaac freely gave himself over to his father to die. Later, the Lord Jesus also did this. The Lord Jesus could also have run away, but neither did the Lord Jesus do this. He also gave himself over freely to be crucified and to die for his people. In this also, Isaac was an example or type of the Lord Jesus. Then Abraham took his child, laid him on top of the wood, and bound him. After this, Abraham took his big knife and swung it upwards. In his heart and mind, Abraham already had stabbed Isaac to death and offered him. Only with his hands he must still do it. The sharp knife is already descending to give Isaac the deadly thrust. But suddenly a voice rings out, Abraham, Abraham. Abraham waits a moment and listens. Who is calling? It is the Lord. He is calling Abraham. Oh, if the Lord had called 1 minute later, then Isaac would have been dead. Listen, the Lord is speaking again. Abraham, it is enough. Loosen Isaac and do not kill him, because now I know that you will obey me. Yes, that you did obey me. Now I know that you really would have offered up your child Isaac upon my command. How happy Abraham must have been. Don't you believe so too? He hastily loosens the ropes, and soon Isaac is standing next to his father upon the ground. They hear a loud cracking noise behind them. They both look around and see a ram caught by its horns in the branches of some shrubs. Abraham hurries to that place and takes hold of the ram. He brings it to the altar, stabs it to death, and lays it upon the wood. Now this ram is killed and offered in the place of Isaac. I have already told you that the Lord Jesus also carried the wood, just as Isaac did. But no ram was killed for the Lord Jesus. No ram took the place of the Lord Jesus. No, the Lord Jesus was nailed to the cross, and the Lord Jesus also died upon the cross. This ram pointed to the Lord Jesus, who died in the place of Isaac. Isaac went free, but the Lord Jesus did not go free. Jesus went into death so that Isaac would live forever. When the smoke of the offering rose upward, God spoke for the second time to Abraham and promised him again that Isaac would not die. No, Isaac would live and would become a great nation, so great that it could not be numbered, just as the stars, which also cannot be numbered. Slowly Abraham and Isaac descend from the mountain. The two servants are waiting below with the donkey, and Abraham and Isaac return to their tent and to Sarah, who is waiting for them. On this same Mount Moriah, Solomon would later build the temple. Genesis 23. For many years they lived happily together, but the time came that Sarah must die. She became very old, and she lived to be 127 years old. Many times Isaac had sat at the bedside of his dear mother because he thought so much of her. Isaac could not part with his mother. Do you still have your mother, boys and girls? Be careful that you do not cause her to have any sorrow, because you will regret it later. There are so many children who do not have their mother anymore. There Sarah was lying, dying. But it was not bad for Sarah that she had to die, for Sarah knew that she would go to heaven where the Lord Jesus is, who would one day come to die for her. Sarah knew that her sins were forgiven. When our time comes to die, where will we go? Isaac was very sorrowful when his mother died, but now Sarah must also be buried. Then Abraham bought a piece of land from a man who lived nearby. This man's name was Ephron. A hill was on this piece of land, and in this hill there was a big hole, a sort of cellar or cave. Did you ever see a cave? They called this the Cave of Machpelah. Abraham and Isaac buried Sarah in this cave, and then they sought for a large stone and rolled it in front of the opening so that no wild beast could enter into it. Isaac felt so lonesome. He missed his mother in everything, and he could not miss her. But death does not ask any questions.